This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya Cant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat today. The minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in the railways. The minister said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and four others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. The mishap occurred when a bolero carrying 15 devotees on their way to Prithvinath temple fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village along the Parasarai Alwal Deoria Road. Talking to media, Gonda Superintendent of Police Vineet Jaiswal confirmed that 11 bodies have been recovered from the canal.
चार लोगों को नहर में से जीवित निकाल लिया गया जो सुरक्षित हैं और प्राथमिक उपचार हेतु उन्हें सीएससी या थोक लगा दिया गया और 11 लोगों की इस दुर्घटना में दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है. 11 लोगों के शव निकालकर इनके पंचायतनामा की कार्रवाई कर पोस्टमार्टम हेतु जिला अस्पताल गोंडा भिजवा दिया गया है. बाकी तत्काल सूचना की सूचना प्राप्त होते सभी अधिकारी यहाँ मौजूद है. एसडीआरएफ की टीम भी हमारी मौके पर आ गई है और रेस्क्यू और सर्च के ऑपरेशन अभी भी उनका जारी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each of the deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also expressed grief over the mishap and announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measures in the city. These include paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aircraft systems, microlight aircraft, remotely piloted aircraft, hot air balloons, small-sized powered aircrafts. Flying of such aerial platforms over the jurisdiction of the national capital shall be punishable. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal. The IMD has also predicted very heavy rainfall in Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the day. An orange alert has been issued for several districts in Gujarat, Kerala and Uttarakhand. The Krasheninnikov volcano on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula erupted for the first time in 600 years today. Local authorities reported that the eruption began at 2:50 a.m. local time, sending ash clouds up to 4 kilometers above sea level. The eruption may be linked to a powerful 8.7 magnitude earthquake and repeated aftershocks in the region earlier in the week, which also triggered tsunami warnings. Moving on to sports and cricket, hosts England were 81 for 1 in their second innings against India on the crucial day 4 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. The hosts resumed their play at the overnight score of 50 for 1, needing 324 more runs to chase down a steep target of 374 set by India in their second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.